Johann der Pfeift ein, Spick für dir leid, kann Geld ihn an. Wie love you, ihr facht ihr in the gas, five times a week. You know how to do yourself. Weißlein, dicken Lampen, Gaze on the Gaze, Memory, Musik, Big Fat Yoni, Aurobic End, Queen of the Sling, Big Fat Yoni, Gold Mine, Goodbye, Everything. Line beckoning, gaze on the gaze, memory, lame music, big fat neon line, unsubscribe now, with tender your kills, big fat neon line, never like a guy, will you ever be mine? So much inappropriate touch. Oh, voice line, big hands, kiss on the gaze, memory, language, big fatty your line, feeling poopy again. All your wishes come true. Big fatty online, apple coupons and men. Your eyes are so blue. You love and adore you so much. Inappropriate touch. A voice line beckon and face on the gaze. Memory, flame, sing, big fat yawn, line, unsubscribe now, what's under your kiss? Big fat yawn, line, hair like a brick, will you ever be mine?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty online, unsubscribe now.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1646 of the BFO44, right? The 16th of May 2014, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, there's a very special exiting of the birth canal. Hello, beavers. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. You may have guessed that today you are all beavers. Big Fatty, I love a beaver. Y'all, that's because this weekend is a special weekend for Miss Kim. Beaver over there in the Faroe Islands, but we'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about that in just a little while. Y'all, It's a good day in the coal mine. Big Fatty got several things done. I had a Brofkus meeting, and that went well. And then came into the coal mine and caught up on a few little things. And then, of course, I was off to have my lunch. And then came back this afternoon, and y'all, old Veda and Larry Klein and I, we completed a little project. It wasn't a big project, but it was one that was important and needed to get done. And so we got that taken care of. And of course, today for right day, y'all, Big Fatty and Granny, we're heading over to the Horror Hotel for the weekend. Oh, dear Gussie. So that's going to be both interesting and horrifying. Yes, Big Fatty, probably more horrifying. y'all are going to see some friends over there I hadn't seen in a while. And of course, got the big meeting with the owners of the Horror Hotel, and we'll just go from there, and hopefully I'll have a full report for you on all that on Sunday. Yeah, before I forget, because I will forget. Don't forget, mark your calendar. Big Fat, is that mark in calendar? No, mark your calendar. for this Sunday night, 7 p.m. In the evening Eastern. That is, of course, the only time zone that matters. Y'all, it's the next State of the Station little show over there at the Pride 48, and be over there, and you can listen to the little show, or you can participate in the chat room, or you can download the little show later on. And so, y'all, if you got questions or anything, get your questions prepared, and we'll be there to answer them at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Yes, Big Freddy, now get to the important stuff. Gussie, y'all, you heard her gorgeous Ferocci tones at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. On Saturday, the 17th of May, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of the one and only Miss Kim Beaver. And y'all, I make no apologies that Miss Beaver is one of Big Fatty's favorites on the inner tubes, and has been a huge supporter of the BFO and of Big Fatty.
Big Fatty and of me and Squeaky Kitty.
And I believe that Miss Beaver is responsible for us having a Squeaky Kitty.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I make no apologies that that Miss Beaver is one of Big Fatty's favorites out there. And there's nothing from that lovely Miss Beaver. There's nothing that comes out of her except
Big Fatty, be nice.
Well, I was gonna say love.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Maybe sometimes when she has a when she's a little bloated, there might be a little something up.
Big Fatty, I said be nice.
Miss Beaver, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope that the wifey and the sheep treat you with regality.
Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, I hope Miss Beaver has a big old kid.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Gussie, y'all over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all that old stink pot, old Toppy Smelly. Y'all, he's been at it, and the first one says, Big Fatty enjoys an afternoon of cosplay with his friends before a hot group session in the sling room. And y'all, Big Fatty is all dressed up, and it looks like he's there with the potentates or something like that. Big Fatty, oh, the Zaz. Big Fatty with the Zaz. And y'all, then Toppy Smelly has spotted Big Fatty. It was the occasion of this cosplay session that Big Fatty realized that he wasn't really into cosplay all that much. And y'all, Big Fatty is dressed up in a leather jacket and is talking to some sort of bird. Big Fatty, that is just silly. I think you better go back and hang out with the Zaz.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
It's just into the BFO birthday desk. Y'all make sure you look at the artwork for today's little show.
B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, let me tell you, this coming week is finale week, because y'all, it will be the end of the big run on Sunday, and then the end of the dancing on Tuesday, and the end of the Survivor on Wednesday. So y'all, set your VRCs, but while you're doing that, I'm going to talk about each one of the little shows. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, you know, on Sunday night, it's the last three teams. It's that Dave and Connor, that's the father and son, and it's the two girls whose names I don't remember, and then, of course, it's Brendan and Rachel, and y'all, they're going to be out there in the Lost Wages, and they're doing some sort of stunt with that David Copperfield, and y'all, it goes terribly awry, and they're having to call for the fire department or something. And y'all, I just hope it's Dave and Connor that come out on top. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Monday night, set your VRCs, 8 o'clock to 9:30 p.m. Eastern is the finals of the dancing. And y'all, I think they'll have an elimination at the end of that show, so you'll get down to the final three. But y'all, the final four right now, that Candace Cameron Burr, that Meryl Davis, that James Maslow, and that Amy Purdy. And y'all, they sent home Charlie White this past week. And y'all, that was a travesty. A travesty! Because Charlie White was good, and that Candace Cameron, y'all, she should have been gone weeks ago. She's horrible. Or as Toppy Smelly would say, horrible, 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 horrible. But she sure as hell better be gone. And y'all, I don't know who's going to win this one, because Meryl Davis and Amy Purdy are both very good. You know, Amy Purdy doesn't have any legs, so, you know, that says something. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. James Maslow, he's a cutie patootie. And y'all, he did an
absolutely outstanding job on this past week's show. Now, y'all, on Tuesday night, they're going to have a recap show from 8 to 9 p.m. They call it the Road to the Finals. And then from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., they're going to have they'll bring everybody back and they'll just kind of review the whole season, and the dancers may have one last dance. I don't know for sure, but it'll be just the judges, and y'all, that's the dance that the judges give them all 10, so it doesn't change the outcome. It was just yes, you know, on that Tuesday night after they all dance, you'll hear this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Carry on and on.
But y'all, I really don't know. I'm stumped. I'm stumped as to who's going to win this one. I really am. If I had to guess who the final two are going to be, it's going to be that Meryl Davis and that Amy Purdy. Those are my predictions for the final two. I say, chewy.
Yes, Big Fatty. What do you think, Squeaky Kitty? Oh, Squeaky Kitty disagreed with you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Wednesday night, y'all, it's going to be the end of the Survivor Kagagan, and they're down to the final four. They're down to the final four people, and y'all, they have still in the game is Tony and that Cass and that Spencer. And Tony has got the medallion that can take him off the thing if his name's written down, after his name's written down. But y'all, I don't know how this one's gonna go. It's gonna be a 2-hour finale. Starts at 8 p.m. in the evening on Wednesday night till 10 p.m. and then they'll have the live reunion show where they'll announce the winner. And y'all, I'm just not sure who's going to win this, but I can tell you that I hope it's going to be that Spencer, because I think he is gone against very very poor odds of getting into the finals. But y'all, it's going to be interesting. I think several people would probably like to take that Tony and that Cass with them just because people don't like them. And I think that if Tony and Cass go to the finals and either Wu or Spencer is there, then either Wu or Spencer will win. Now, if Wu, Spencer, and one of the others goes, I'm gonna predict that it's gonna be Spencer that comes out on top, Big Fatty. And y'all, don't forget, at the very end of the reunion show, they will be announcing where the next season of the Survivor will be. Oh dear, I see. And y'all, speaking of the next season of the Survivor, I mentioned it earlier in the week. Somebody said that they heard that that Brenchel was going to be on the Survivor. And y'all, that's the only reality show I'd like to see the Brenchel on, because she'll be miserable. She'll be absolutely miserable. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And I just want to send out lots of big love and hugs. Yes, Squeaky Kitty, you can send them too. To Miss Beaver. And Miss Beaver, I hope it's just a lovely weekend, and I hope during the weekend you'll move to song.
Unsubscribe now.
Oh, Big Fatty, she said she's gonna unsubscribe to no.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.